Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to Friday. It's been well earned for the final session of the week, given the volatility that we've seen over the course of the last couple of days. And on a bright note, we can expect a positive start to trade today, with the futures market pointing to a gain of around 36 points or 0.6% for the ASX 200 last night. So what we saw overnight was a recovery from the weakness that dominated the session before. The main catalyst for it was the better than expected reading that we saw for US growth over the course of the third quarter. And we spoke about that yesterday, that there was a glimmer of hope in the midst of yesterday's volatility that these numbers could be better than expected, and they were. So the figures showed that in annualised terms, the US economy expanded at a rate of 33.1%. That's an enormous figure. It was better than expected. When you compare it to the improvement against the last quarter, the economy expanded by 7.4%. I suppose the thing that we need to understand, though, when you're talking about figures on this scale, is like where we've come from. So the important point to note is, yes, the recovery has gotten quite a bit of traction over the course of recent months, but in terms of the capacity of the economy, it's still roughly two-thirds of what it was pre-pandemic levels. So there's still a lot more need for support from governments and the like, and that's why the markets have been so concerned over the course of the last couple of months in particular. The wrangling in Congress in the US in particular in terms of delivering another support package, the prospect of a long drawn out and truculent exchange in relation to the election is another factor that is weighing on investors' minds. If it's a closely contested outcome, the Trump administration is expected to drag this through courts for a substantial period of time. All of these things are weighing on investors' minds, and from time to time gets traction, and we see the sort of declines that we saw yesterday. So encouraging to have those good numbers to support the market in the last day. The figures for the next quarter are going to be an entirely different proposition if it's dominated by political outcomes rather than delivering support for the economy. So European markets were generally weaker. The German DAX was the only one to get its nose across the line with a positive gain, and that's in the context of having lost almost 10% earlier in the week in terms of its declines. The previous session it was down by more than 4%, so that wasn't as enthusiastic a picture as far as what we saw in the European sphere. Elsewhere, I suppose on a more encouraging note, is that the move into safe havens wasn't as aggressive as what we saw the day before. So 10-year Treasury notes were up by 4 basis points in yield. But then oil prices fell once again quite substantially in the context of the 5% fall that we saw a day earlier. So WTI down by 2.7%. Gold was a little bit weaker in the last day, down by about 0.5%. So the Aussie dollar has lost a little bit of ground. It's trading at around 70.3 US cents. I hope you have a great weekend.